We're in the Mishnah Sefer in beginning Ois Kuf. Ois Kuf Yia Gaga Shove. The gag of the Kuf should be flat, not round. V'tag Koton Tzarech Liyos Al Gaga. There should be a small tag on the gag of the Kuf, B'tzad Smile on the left side. Al Poneha Lechat Chila. There should be a small tag on the left of the gag. V'yaseh HaKoitz Dak should be thin. Because if it's going to be thick, it could look like a lamed. For this reason, the Meiser Rekeach says, since we're nervous that it's going to end up looking like a lamed if the tag is too tall, the etza is to move the tag off of the edge. If the tag is not at the edge, then there's no chash that it's going to look like a lamed. V'yerecha yamonis tzarech liyos lamata kof of hetev letzad regel smoil k'moitzures chof k'fufa. The moishav, the yerech, the bottom pass of the kof should be bent inward because it's meant to be somewhat like a chof k'fufa. Ach shetia k'tzara harbe min agag, but it should be much shorter than the gag. In other words, it shouldn't come until the end, obviously, because you have to have room for the left leg. And now we're going to discuss the left leg. V'regel ha'smalas tuliya ba, the left leg should be hanging in the kuf. V'hi katsuras nun pshuta, and it should be made in the form of a nun pshuta. Ach shekatsara ma'at, but it shouldn't be quite as long as a nun pshuta. It should be a little bit shorter. V'alkein tiya roisha av, and for this reason, the roish of this nun type of letter in the kuf should have a thick head, and it should go down and become thinner, like by a nun. And shouldn't be distant from the gag further than the actual thickness of the gag itself, meaning an oive kulmus. It should be within an oive kulmus of the gag. And this nun pshuta, which is hanging inside the kuf, should be slanted a little bit toward the right. And one should be very careful that the regel should not be touching the gag, nor should it be touching the yerech to the right. Not only should it not touch the gag, but it shouldn't even be close to the gag. As we've mentioned in the past, the shear, we said this by the hay, the shear of the distance between the yerech of the kuf and the gag is the ideal distance, is that when the balkari is laning, he should be able to see it immediately, and he shouldn't have to stop to look. And the regel shouldn't be in the center of the width of the gag, but it should be on the left. What happens if the regel of the kuf does touch the gag? Or if it touches the side? Or the regel of the kuf is made in the center? All of these things we discussed by the hay, and the din by the kuf will be the same. In the event that the yerech only comes down beyond the right side of the kuf, the length of a yud, kosher b'di'evit, it's still going to be kosher b'di'evit. Because we had mentioned B'Shem the Prima Godim, that he says that the letters, that the right leg of the letter is only one Oive Kolmas long, so that is still kosher. And he lists the Dalet and the Hay and other Oisias. So the question we had by the Lamed in the Bir Halacha was what he was referring to over there. And the Bir Halacha over there explained his Pshat. So over here he's explaining that it's referring to the left leg, and it means that as long as it comes down an oive kolmus below the right side, that will still be a kosher kuf. Nikev Regal Hey Vechule Kuf Reish. Yeah, that's that Prima Gadim over there where he says the Shiurim Umashasiyim Nishar Miyarachayimin Mishamachini Nokat. I, he says the right leg, and over here by the Kuf, I'm explaining, says the Mishnah Seferim, that it's talking about the left leg. So he just says the right leg because most of the letters that he lists, it applies to the right leg. But over here by the Kuf, it would be going on the left leg. Says the Bir Halacha, V'yerecha Yamanis v'chulei chaf kufa, it should look like a chaf kufa, v'b'di'evid nira da'afilu kafuf ma'at dai, b'di'evid, even if it's only a little bit kafuf, that's going to be enough. Meaning the Moshev, as long as the Moshev of the Kuf is a little bit bent inward to the left, that's going to be enough. V'chein mashmadas rashi b'shabas kuf dalet amad aleph, dibra maschil, Le'el b'hach ayin sham. V'chein mashmer Rebbeinu Yeruchim v'ogur shekosvu shiarech regel akuf shalo yidme lehei. According, and it's mashmer that way from Rebbeinu Yeruchim and the ogur as well, that they say that the regel hakuf should be lengthy so that it shouldn't look like a hey. Mikol zeh mashma de pasuach lamata. From all this, it's mashma that it's pretty open on the bottom. Val kolponim kofif ma'adai, but as long as it's bent in enough, L'chayra, that would be enough based on, as long as bent in a little bit, that would be enough based on these sources. V'ayin b'sefer beis aron shehevi b'shemer advaz she'ikr tzurasa reishnun. Have a look in the beis aron where he brings from the advaz that he says lehedya, that the tzura of a kuf is like a reish. V'herich sham b'inyan zeh v'siyim b'zeh alosh. And he ends off, v'nira she'tzurasa k'moy reish rak she'tia ha'kotze shel ha'reish okum l'smol. But the end of the reish should be bent in a little like a lamed. And the other sefer of the Radvaz, the Mogen David, also seems to indicate this. And in order to be yaitza, well, the sheet is yasalamata kof of kain chof. You make it a little bit like a chof, and that's taka what we do. Not like those who make it slanted like a lamed, kazeh, meaning like the number 7, v'zeh loikechad v'koitzitz b'netzias, and that's mamish, not like any shita, rak moshe kasavnu, which should be made with a bit of a moshev on the bottom, ad kan l'shoinai. Tzuras ois reish gago shove l'chadchila, again, the gag should be flat and not rounded, like he said by a test, u'mo'id yizor shatia agula mamish me'acharea, and one should be very careful that the back of the reish should be round, kadesh le tidmel a dalid, because we don't want it to look like a dalid. Vim near is kadalid, if it does look like a dalid, psula. Vim safik, marin latinaik. Vyrecha yea kotzer, the regel of the reish should be short, kadesh le tidmel a chav pshuta, because if it's going to be long, it's going to look like a chav pshuta. Vigaga orech kairach habez, and the gag of the reish is wide like the width of a bez, kadesh le tidmel. Levav, because if it's going to be narrow, the resh will look like a vav. Will be the evidim yesh safik, in the event that one is unsure, marin le tinaik ukanal, so he shows it to a tinaik, and the tinaik will determine if it's a vav or a resh. Vim also regular resh kotzer kama yud, dai bezeh be the evid, and as long as the resh has an ayve kolmus coming down, that will be kosher be the evid. Prima gadim, this is the prima gadim we mentioned at the end of ois kuf. Ayin lakamon, besaif ois taf. Tzuras ois shin, says the Mishnah Seferim. Ois shin yesh lo shleisha roshim. The shin has three heads. Rosh harishonim yarech hanimshach mimenu hu ke'ein vav. The first rosh with the yarech that comes down from it is like a vav. Uponeh klapei malak tzas. And it's facing upward. Rosh hasheni yeh ke'ein yud. And the middle rosh of the shin is like a yud. Uponeh gamken tzas klapei malak. And it's also facing upward, and the oikets, and it should have an oikets on the top. The third head on the left should be like a zayin, with three tagim upon it. As we've discussed, and one has to be very careful that the three heads of the shin, there shouldn't be any Nigias between those heads. The Rosh HaSmali Azeh Yelech Atchili Yerechai Mamash Bamida. The Rosh HaSmali should have a leg coming out of it which is perfectly straight. V'yamshich eilav v'yarech min harosh harishon v'shipul amata admakim chudai. And the right yarech should come down and meet it at the point. V'yarech harosh hasheni, and the middle yarech gam ken yamshich v'shipul etzad smoil lamata, should also come down to the left corner, ad sheyu ashleish harosh mechubarim lamata v'makim echad, until the three yerechais should be touching in one spot. And if the middle yerech of the shin is not touching in the bottom over there in the corner, mavur, so the halacha is dinay b'simin lamed beis if chafei ayin sham, that it's ma'akev, it says over there. V'lo yeh moishev ha-shin rachav v'lo ogel el echad. The moishev of the shin should not be wide, nor should it be round. Rather, it should be sharp at the bottom. And if you achieve this, that they're all coming to one spot and it's sharp on the bottom, so then what comes out is that they're all be'etzem standing on what's called one regel, like the kuf and the resh. And the significance of that is that the Gemara says sheker in le reglayim. Sheker is the osius shin, kuf, and resh. So they should all be only on one leg and not more. So if the shin comes down to a point, yimakayim sheker ein le reglaim. Ubidyevid im asa moishav ha-shin rachav. Bidyevid, if the shin was made wide, nishar primogodim mitzarech ion. In other words, it should be a point and not wide. Imkosav shin shel arba roshim. What if you made four heads instead of three? Psula v'loidai begreris rosh achas. So that's going to be possible. And just to erase one rosh is not going to kasher it. To have a chak toichis. You have to get rid of the ice entirely. And by tefillin and mezuzahs, if you've already wrote further, ein mayel tikkun, so tikkun is not going to help. The havi shaloi kesidron, because that is going to be shaloi kesidron. So you have to be mevatel the ice and rewrite it. Prichadash v'Eben Ezer, primogodim v'psichal, davarem v'sharei chrenim deloi k'mari kash, that he wants to be mekel. V'im yesh hefsik be'ezem e'arashim, what if there's a hefsik, mavur dinei le'el b'simin lam be'ez sifchav hei, that we said that that's ma'akiv. Im nagu ezem e'arashim yesem imakim dibukam, if you have what's known as a kav moshuch b'shove, meaning that there's no heker of a rosh, it's just a straight line, the hainu she'en nikar ha'rosh elo kav shove, posel, and the tinnik is not going to help. What if the roshim touched each other? Afilu kechut ha-saira, posel. Ule'inyin tikkun ayin b'seifim Mishnah Savram. Shakosav d'roif ha-paiskim soifrim d'mahani b'zegreir. The Mishnah Savram says that most paiskim hold that when the roshim of the shin are touching each other, you can erase it. D'loi mikri nishtanis tzuras al yidei zeh, because that's not called a shinei tzura. V'rak ha-chisorin hu mishum d'einei mugav gvil. And the whole chisaron is that there's a chisaron of hakafas gvil ba'is hamakim al yedei zeh. Ulahach mechani greira acharkach, because we know that hakafas gvil is no problem to be goyrid even afterwards. Ulahach mechani greira acharkach. V'li nira acharei diyesh gam ken harbe mea poiskim shemachmirim v'zeh, says the Mishnah Seferim, since there are many poiskim that are machmir, ein lahakel rak b'tfilin u'mezuzos im kosav acharav. One can only be mekel in tefillin because you have tefillin and mezuzahs because you have no other choice. If you're going to be mevatel tzura, it's going to be shaloi kesidron. So by tefillin you could be mekel b'di'evid because you have no other choice. But by sefer Torah, where you do have another choice, one would not be able to be mekel. As I zokt, the Mishnas Seferim.